Good afternoon, I'm Lou Jordan with Kids in the Community, and this afternoon we're sitting down and talking with a couple of the members from the 4-H Club. Now, their mission statement is raising the next generation to have the confidence and excitement of being self-sufficient while understanding the importance of community involvement. And that's what our show is all about, kids in our community. And today, we're going to start the show by talking with Lily. Good afternoon, Lily. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
So, Lily, tell us, what things do you enjoy most about being a part of the 4-H Club?
What I enjoy most is being able to help the people in our community locally, and then also being able to help people on a personal level.
So how did you get involved with the 4-H Club?
I got involved because I was wanting to get out there, and I raised chickens of my own, and I wanted to help people.
So you're raising chickens, and we heard that you've donated about 13 dozen eggs so far to the Du Bois Food Pantry. That is just amazing.
I'd love to help people who really need them. That would be great.
So, Lily, tell us about some other things that the 4-H Club is doing to help other people in our community.
Currently, we are working on putting in a community garden at Penn Central Door and at the Rockton Park.
So tell us a little bit more about this community garden. What is that all about?
Well, we're going to take care and grow some produce there, and then we'll have it open whenever all of the produce is ready to be harvested for anybody who wants some, and any that doesn't get used, we're donating it to the food pantry.
Lily, I want to thank you so much for being on our show this afternoon and for letting everybody know all the work that the members of the 4-H Club are doing to help out our community. And coming up next, we'll talk to another member of the 4-H Club. It is Jackson. Good afternoon, Jackson. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
So, Jackson, tell us, what made you become a member of the 4-H Club?
Well, I like learning how to be more self-sufficient. We do a lot of fun things at our meetings. We learned about anatomy of apples. We made butter. We learned about crocheting. Those were all really fun.
And a lot of the things that you're learning are very helpful within the community.
Yeah. We're also learning gardening a lot. And like Lily said, a lot of it is going to the food pantry.
So tell us some of the things that you have to do to get the gardens ready and prepared for planting.
Well, we had to raise money to buy all of our supplies. We needed raised beds, I think T-posts, and wire fencing.
And what kind of events do you have to raise the money?
We did fundraisers. We did King Crunch. They're a pretzel company, and we're doing a Buck's Pizza dining night.
Is there any other events that the 4-H Club is doing to help out the community?
Well, we recently did a spring cleanup at the Spider Lake Park.
Well, Jackson, thank you so much for being on the show this afternoon, and we'd like to thank Lily as well. And of course, we would like to thank the entire 4-H Club for all the work that they're doing in our community. Keep up the good work and let us know all about what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And that's Kids in the Community on Sunny 106. If you know of a youngster or group of youngsters doing amazing deeds in our community, you can always nominate them to be on the show at sunny106.fm.